According to the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission, eastern North Carolina's black bear population has made a comeback. Today, the population sits at just over 10,000, compared to the paltry 2,000 three decades ago. Black bear biologist Colleen Olfenbuttel says the increase stems from both a planned effort on part of the Wildlife Resources Commission and favorable conditions in eastern North Carolina.
We created designated bear sanctuaries that allowed those bears to reproduce, those populations to grow, and then the surplus bears would leave the sanctuaries and repopulate the surrounding area.
In 1971, 28 bear sanctuaries were created, encompassing nearly 800,000 acres. Protecting these areas where breeding female bears reproduce has been instrumental in the recovery of the bear population in the state. Olfenbuttel says another contributing factor is the amount of farmland here.
There's just an abundance of food in eastern North Carolina, not only natural foods for the bears, but a lot of agricultural foods such as corn, soy, wheat.
Black bears are found mostly at the coast and in the mountain region of North Carolina. They are 6 feet in length, and adults can weigh upwards of 300 pounds. The current world record black bear from Craven County weighed in at 880 pounds. Now that the black bear populations have returned to a healthy level, the Wildlife Resources Commission is hoping to sustain that growth.
And we feel that we've successfully restored bears in eastern North Carolina from historic lows that occurred, especially in the 1950s, 60s, and 70s. And so now that we've restored the bear population, our management goal for that population is to stabilize it, basically try to have it where we have a sustainable harvest in eastern North Carolina and also a stable bear population.
In most cases, that means loosening regulations on bear hunting, which is considered to be the best way to control their populations. Despite outcry from animal advocates, policies for bear baiting, a hunting practice using food to lure bears, are changing. Wildlife Officer Sergeant William Kane says hunters can only use non-processed foods like peaches, apples, and meat scraps.
This season it'll be legal to bait bear by people still hunting, but it has to be done only the first week of the season, and it can only be anything that's not been processed, has to be a natural food product.
Kane says hunters still won't be able to bait bear in sanctuaries. Bear season in eastern North Carolina will remain the same this year, from November 10th to the 15th, and from December 15th to December 25th. Perhaps the biggest change for this year's bear hunting season is that hunters are now required to purchase a bear e-stamp.
Right now, we don't know how many people are actually hunting bear, because prior to this year, unless you were coming from out of state, you had to buy a special license to hunt bear. This year, everybody's going to have to buy the e-stamp.
Sergeant Kane says hunters can purchase a $10 bear e-stamp from the same place they buy their hunting license. They're also available online at ncwildlife.org. He says this season will be the first time bear hunting is allowed in the Piedmont region.
And the reason for that was the bear population was expanding into areas where normally bear didn't live. So now we're trying to manage those bears and keep them into their areas that are originally habitat.
The black bear hunting regulation changes were approved in February, and they took effect August 1st.